So I read an article in The Guardian this morning before I set off, and I should have been like a proper hate read this, but I was just kind of mulling it over as I've been wandering around, and the article was by a typical sort of shitlib career journalist called Simon Jenkins, and the general gist of the article was that the United Kingdom should become like a federal, at the federal level, so Scotland should. Like in America, where we're all like federal, we've all got a lot of autonomy over each other's different zones, if you like. Because it's he's really digging into the vexing problem of Scottish independence, the situation in Northern Ireland, and even the Parliament in Wales, and all of this kind of thing. And I just thought it, like the article as a whole, just kind of brought home how much of a mess the kind of modern neoliberal sort of worldview is, and when they have to deal with things which are kind of ingrained in to do with national identity and sovereignty and all of that, peoplehood and all of that kind of thing. Because he started the article sort of deconstructing the idea that there even was any Celtic people. And he was saying like, oh well, we've all been mixed up on these islands for so long. The science is in, and the experts say there's no difference between anybody. Because of course they've done that, like at the level of all of humanity now. So it's hardly surprising that he gets into the population movements within the British Isles, and they say, oh, it doesn't make any difference, we're all mixed up. So basically what he's saying is that your identity is all made up mumbo jumbo, so all of this is nonsense anyway. But whatever, the plebs have got these stupid ideas, and so about identity, so we have to deal with it somehow. So then he gets into the question of Scottish independence, and how many people want Scottish independence, and the English are not really that bothered. And there's the history of kind of England sort of ruling the rest of the areas. So if you federalize everything, we're all like equal, not like England wouldn't be dominant, but everybody would be happy. So this is his kind of take on it. But the problem that he has to face, which he can't address, is like, you know how when they're talking about in the trans issue, what is a woman? And you can, in a way, you can kind of apply it to the same kind of dialectic to the problem of nationhood as well. So you can say like, okay, so what actually is Scotland? And this is the main problem. I mean, for me, it's really easy. It's the people of Scotland. It's the native people of Scotland. But from the sort of the liberal kind of globalist perspective, these are actually surprisingly difficult questions to answer, and they would rather that they didn't have to answer them at all. And this is the problem that he faced in that article, which he didn't try to address, because it's all based on the assumption that there's a different identity or a different people or some kind of difference in Scotland than what there is in England. Otherwise, why would they want independence in the first place? Or why would there be a separate entity called Scotland? So then you get into something like the Scottish National Party, which doesn't even recognise that difference or the uniqueness to the Scottish people, because they too, just like the Tories in England, are kind of, all they come out with is like these globalist slogans and shallow PR bait, the rainbow flag and all this woke shite. So what we have are like national identities who they don't want to exist but do, but at the same time have this overcoating of kind of globalized talking points and slogans and ideology which they're more comfortable with. But sort of buried underneath it, it's almost suffocated by it, are the realities of the peoplehood and the nation state. So they have to try and wire all of this up. So if you say like, well, okay, so what if Scottish people want independence from England, what is Scotland then? In the same way they do it in the trans debates, like, okay, so what is a woman? So what is Scotland? And if you ask somebody like Nicola Sturgeon, like her answer to that would be tolerance, inclusivity, LGBT plus, hate speech laws, being open and inclusive and all of this other shite. But the problem is, like, we've got that in England as well. So, like, and in fact, it's almost everywhere in the Western world now. So there's not really any difference. So if your value set is just the same as the value set in England, then why exactly do you want to have sovereignty? Like, what difference does it make? If your identity is the same as the identity of England, then, like, why bother? What does it matter who rules? And, of course, this is the whole point. Because if you abolish or create a new identity for the globalized mass man, then you don't actually have to address these issues because you're just turning everywhere the same. But the problem for some of these mini kind of the home countries is that they've all adopted this while at the same time claiming difference. But so it's like, well, what is the difference then? If these are all our core values, then what in the end is the difference between Scotland and Wales or England and Wales? Because they can't actually fall back on that, well, the Scottish or the Welsh are a distinct people. He headed that off right at the start of his article. He said there's no such thing as like a Celtic people. So he's deconstructed that from the off. So you can't go back on that. But at the same time, you can't say, well, there's this particular denomination of Christianity which is strong in Scotland, you know. So just that they are like a very devout religious people, and this is ingrained in the Scottish land. That's gone as well because, well, it's mainly atheistic. But then on top of that, the globalist sort of rules they're at odds with that kind of thing as well. So in the end, like, what is it? What is this thing that wants to have its own identity? Why is it that we assume, like, and you see, it's like they have to answer this. Like, what they'd have to do is say, well, there's just no such thing. It's, you know, they because they are in the process of abolishing all of this anyway, but for the time being they're kind of stuck with it. But they don't even know what it is that they're really stuck with, because they've already deconstructed the identity, but it's still there as a sort of ghost form. I mean, even if you take it back to the level of popular sovereignty, because I'm all for that, as I argued in my recent video, what is to be done. I think if the people had more power away from these institutions, back in their own hands, a lot of these problems would be solved. So I'm all for popular sovereignty and the people being able to exercise direct control over their local areas. Localism is good. Where you can have a local community and they get the final say, the Linton on Ouse thing being an example of where that's just completely overridden by the main power structure. So even if you just kind of dial the issue of, say, Scottish independence, but it also goes for England or Wales or whoever, so they want to leave what is like the United Kingdom, which is dominated by London and England as they would see it. So even if they say, well, we want out of that altogether, and we want to have, like, we want to be independent, basically. Now, in Scotland's case, that's a non-starter, because the sovereignty would go back from London. It already largely has done, but they still don't have it because of all of the globalist shite they've got running the country. But even if we go back from that, you've still got the problem that they're just going to hand the sovereignty straight over to the European Union, Brussels. But even if we take that away from them, and they've actually got power in the back in their own hands, like, you still get the other problem, which is that so if they're operating within a kind of the paradigm of globalism still, then, like, what's the point in having power back in your own hands if everybody from around the world can just come in and then they also get a piece of your sovereignty, they also get what's yours and what's precious? And so this then takes you back once again to the main problem, which is that, well, who are the Scottish then? Because if you're saying, well, the Scottish people need sovereignty and to be able to control their own affairs directly, then you have to define who that people are. But once again, we see that the shite who got the globalist kind of PR talking points are standing in the way, because as the fellow in the Guardian said, they don't really exist as a people in the first place. So they've got you there again. I mean, it's just none of this, the fact that such an identity exists is just a real problem for a kind of neoliberal shitlib in the Guardian. Because you can say, well, okay, what is Scotland? Well, it's a country to the north of England. Okay, why should they be independent from anything? Because the people should be able to govern themselves. Okay, so who are the people? Oh, well, it can be anywhere, for anybody from anywhere, because we're open and multiculturalism and diversity is our strength and we find it enriching. Well, okay, but then that means takes us back to the original point. What is Scotland? Well, it's anybody who lives in Scotland. So, like, what are these things that we're talking about then? We just go round and round on the merry-go-round because we're not allowed to actually address, like, the fact that there's a distinct people in Scotland who should have autonomy and who should govern their own affairs and who should be in charge of their own nation without all of this kind of globalist astroturf trash. We just kind of dance around the issue forever and ever. It reminds me of where you've got those, you know, like the dinosaur digs where you'll have like dinosaur bones, but they're covered in like layers of different ages. There'll be different layers of chalk and different kinds of slate and granite all piled up, all of which kind of, like, one layer represents one different era through time. And it's kind of like that, where the dinosaur bones still create like a lump in the ground or something, but it's just that there's layers and layers and layers of garbage over the top that you've got to wade through. It's so obvious and it's so weird to see them kind of get to grips, because on the one hand we can't really define what any of these nations are except their political constructs or their political systems, but all those systems are more or less the same anyway, so you can't distinguish any of these nations at all. So why is it that, I mean, why did any of these nations exist in the first place? You know what I mean? If there's like no difference between peoples, why did nations ever exist? How did they come into being? And it seems that they just find all of this to have been one giant mistake. And now with their new sort of like one value set to rule them all, they're going to put it all to rights. But in the meantime, they'll just have to deal with the sort of hypocrisy and all these loose ends that don't really make any sense.